and you look at the New York Knicks and what they brought to the table, and here's the reality of the situation that can't be ignored. Unless they win the championship, chances are you're still going to have to make changes this summer. Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. I'm excited, no doubt. New York Knicks up 2-0 in this best of seven Eastern Conference. Conference final series between the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Josh Hart showed up, showed out, had about 26 points last night, hit about five threes. The New York Knicks handled their business, you know, after being the worst team in terms of them being the worst play, meaning a minus like 23 or whatever in game one. He showed up and showed out, missed his first three-pointers, and Jalen Brunson and them kept giving him the ball, kept making him shoot, telling him to shoot, and sure enough, he got that stroke going. Props to him for stepping up, handling his business, and doing the kind of things that he's capable of doing. New York ends up pulling away, winning 109-93, taking a 2-0 series lead. That's not what I walked away thinking about, though. That's not what I thought I walked away thinking about. I want to be very respectful and what I'm trying to say, because I don't think the Cleveland Cavaliers have it. I really, really don't. I know they were up 22 in game one. I know this was a competitive game for the first half, but to watch them in game two last night, excuse me, once again, my allergies are acting up, but to watch them play again in game two last night, there's so many things that I walked away looking at with the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'm just shocked beyond comprehension. Number one, Evan Mobley has 14 points in the first half, leading all scorers, and doesn't attempt a shot in the second half. How does that happen? How does that happen? James Harden is a guard in drop coverage. You don't see that. How that happened? But that happened. On one occasion while he was in drop coverage, he literally ran away from the ball and went to the defender near the top of the key, giving Jalen Brunson the entire left side of the court to drive in, drive to the basket. I saw Josh Hart literally stand outside the three-point line, figuratively speaking, of course. But this is how much time he had. He was so wide open. He had an opportunity to call his girl, his wife, and say, honey, I want some Uber Eats. Could you order that for me after the game and all of this other stuff before he attempted the damn shot? That's how wide open he was. That's how wide open he was. Made absolutely positively no sense to me how bad Cleveland's defense was. So that certainly was another element, right? So I got to put that out there. And last but not least, it all comes down to this. Cleveland's defense sucked. It was virtually non-existent. As my man Jay Williams pointed out, it was strategy in terms of giving giving Josh Hart open shots, but not OG Anunoby, not Mikal Bridges, not Karl Anthony Towns. Everybody was open. They were playing no defense, offering no resistance, and on top of it all, Cleveland couldn't hit any shots. I saw this last night, and I was like, this is not an Eastern Conference Finals team. Plain and simple. Which leads me to a bigger point that I need to make. And I feel I owe it to y'all to make it, because I made it on First Take this morning, so I'm going to make it here right now. Just so everybody knows where I stand. The New York Knicks have now won 9 straight in the playoffs since being down 2-1 to Atlanta, averaging 122.3 points per game on 54% shooting from the field, 41% from three-point range. 8 of their 9 wins have come by double digits. And you look at the historic run that the New York Knicks are under. Their shooting percentage over the winning streak is the largest for any team over a 9-game stretch since the 1987 Lakers. You look at all of that, and you look at the New York Knicks and what they brought to the table, and here's the reality of the situation that can't be ignored. Unless they win the championship, chances are you're still going to have to make changes this summer. I'm not bringing it up to belabor it. I'm just bringing it up to let you know where I stand on these airwaves, since I've said it on other airwaves, and I want you to know where I stand. Because when I look at Oklahoma City and San Antonio, I see the two best teams in basketball. Now, there are some that believe that the Knicks would lose to OKC. I'm one of those people. But that they beat San Antonio, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. And it ain't just because of Wimby. It's because of Stephon Castle and Devin Vassell. Or Vassell. And Dylan Harper. And Sean Penny. And Sixth Man of the Year, Keldon Johnson. I mean, San Antonio's got weapons all over the place. And they're deep at the guard spot. Maybe not the point guard spot. Because with De'Aaron Fox being out, Stephon Castle has on-ball responsibilities. And he's got 20 turnovers in the first two games. I understand. But if you got all your ducks in order, if De'Aaron Fox can play, if he's not still being played by that high ankle sprain, San Antonio and OKC, probably the two best teams in basketball. And if you lose to them in the NBA Finals, how do you stand pat if you're the New York Knicks? We don't have to belabor that now. I'm just telling you because I wanted to make sure that it was out there. Since I said it elsewhere, I wanted to make sure I said it right here to my audience. If you're the New York Knicks, the only way you don't make changes this year is if you win it all. If you don't win it all, you still might have to make changes. Because the Eastern Conference is only going to be better next year. And the NBA as a whole is only going to be better next year. And San Antonio would have had some experience under them. And Oklahoma City is already a reigning defending champion. So chances are, this is your lot in life if you're the New York Knicks. And you're going to have to make these decisions and you're going to have to act accordingly. I'm just looking at them right now and I'm saying to myself, listen, I can't ignore what I'm seeing. It's beautiful to watch Jalen Brunson lead the way he's leading. It's beautiful to watch that cardiac kid, Josh Hart, step up the way that he did, being the energizer bunny that he can be and showing out yesterday offensively. It was beautiful seeing Karl Anthony Towns stroke that three from the left corner. Or Mikal Bridges balling the way that he's been balling. Let's give him some love. We got to do that. Because when I think about Mikal Bridges, we all know I was hard on him. I ain't apologizing for anybody. I went the hell off when the Atlanta Hawks went up 2-1 on the New York Knicks. I went the hell off. New York Knicks haven't lost since. Hell, I might give another one of those diatribes. Whatever it takes. This is what you need. And I'm just saying to you right now, Mikal Bridges, 19 points, 9 of 12 shooting from the field. Karl Anthony Towns, 18 points, 7 of 12 shooting from the field, and 13 rebounds. And three-pointers. The New York Knicks look like a well-oiled machine. But it's been against Atlanta, Philadelphia, and now Cleveland. Forgive me if I'm not writing home about who the New York Knicks have been going against. You got to go against the people that's on the court against you. It ain't their fault. But nevertheless, they are who they are. None of whom are the Oklahoma City Thunder or the San Antonio Spurs. Who are the two teams? One of them will be awaiting the winner of this series that the Knicks are up 2-0 on. Triple A Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call. That's 888. Triple A 623-3646. Cleveland attempted 18 more free throws than the Knicks, but made just 22 or 32. They got outscored by the Knicks 58-40 in the paint. New York Knicks had 32 assists versus 8 turnovers for an incredible 4-1 ratio. Say what you will. New York Knicks doing what they're supposed to do. And then you look at Evan Mobley, 14 points in the first half, don't attempt a shot in the second half. And Jared Allen, him too. I mean, what the hell's going on here? I can't believe it. But it is what it is. New York Knicks on this run, we're all excited. But remember, I'm not going to sit up there. I want the chip. We ain't won a title since 1973. I'm looking for the chip, and I ain't apologizing for it to anybody. That's what I want. Anything else? Then you got to be in constant pursuit of it. And if that means you got to wait, you got to go out there and make a change, and you got to go out there and make a deal for Giannis Antetokounmpo, if you don't win the chip, anything's possible. That's how I look at it. 888-MADDOG-6, 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I just thought that Cleveland's situation is just atrocious. Play way they play defense, the way they allowed open shots. And I think that Kenny Atkinson, the head coach for the Cavaliers, the more he opens his mouth, the more he incriminates himself. Let's hear from him, fellas. Let's play Kenny Atkinson's the mindset going back to Cleveland down 0-2. Listen to him.
Could easily stole game one. I thought our process was right tonight. So that gives me confidence going home. Obviously, we've got the great home crowd. Have played well at home in the playoffs. So we need to get our legs under us. But honestly, like, you know, we know their rest advantage. So getting home always helps with that. Definitely probably didn't have the juice tonight that we needed to, which is kind of, you know, it's going to hit it sometime.
Would have had the juice if you didn't lose a 22-point lead with 7 minutes left in game one and didn't have to go to overtime before you lost that game. Just thought I'd throw that out there. He wasn't finished, though. He had to say something about Allen and Mobley, his big boys, not getting the ball. Listen to Coach Atkinson and what he had to say about that.
We got to look at it because that's obviously as well as Evan played in the first half. He should have more shots. Again, I could just say they are really tagging our rollers. They are in there. And, you know, my big kind of, you know, preaching to them these past day or two is hit the open man. And I felt like they did that. So, you know, we'll have to look at it. Of course, you always got the offensive boards. Can we get out and transition more? You know, that would be another way. But, yeah, you're right, Dave. We got to find a way to get them involved more, even with the defensive plan.
Well, that sounds nice. And that clearly was one of the biggest reasons they lost. But the biggest reason was Atkinson's decision to blitz Brunson, because that meant leaving Josh Hart open, evidently. Listen to the coach speak on that.
You got to pick your point. That's what the playoffs are about, right? You got to kind of pick players or player that, you know, you got to help off of. So, you know, those are the choices you make in the playoffs.
Who says? You know, one of the things that's bothered me over the years, watching an NBA game, is all of this help that everybody needs. I remember when Isaiah Thomas once told me, when you were a member of the Pistons, you had to guard your man. Your man better not score. Your man better not get abusive and bust your living ass and you can't stop him. That better not happen. We better not have to take a dude off and double you and triple you and all that other stuff. Every man for himself. That was their defensive philosophy. That way nobody was open. And it kind of worked because the Pistons were an elite defense. Make no mistake about it. Those bad boy Pistons back in the day, they were special. But now you look at Cleveland's defense, they got Mikal Bridges looking like an all-world player. His first 5 postseason games this year, 7.2 points on 44% shooting. But over his last 7 games, he's at 18.7 points on 68% shooting and 50% from threes. Mikal Bridges continues to play like that, Knicks could win it all. Knicks could win it all. Triple A Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. That's one item to get into. Again, game three for the Spurs and the Thunder is tonight in San Antonio. I think this is a must win for OKC. I think when you have somebody as competitive and maniacal and potentially evil, dare I say, as Victor Wembanyama to have to deal with, because he is evil towards the competition. He'll take you out of here. I'm just wondering what you gonna do. I'm just looking at them right now, and I'm looking at this game, and I'm saying to myself, you Oklahoma City, you can't let San Antonio snatch momentum. Yeah, you could go out there and get a split, but I think it's going to be harder to get game four than it would be to get game three. That's just my personal opinion. So I do believe that if you are Oklahoma City, you know you got to win. You got to reclaim home court advantage. You just know it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, 6XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Let's get right to the phones real quick. Let's go to Cody in New Jersey. You're live with Stephen A. What's up?
What's up, Stephen A.?
You're live on the air, man. Go ahead. Yes, I can. Go ahead, brother.
Jalen Brunson, that taking that contract and taking that less money was the championship move. Not a lot of players would do that. He's worth the max contract, the money, and he took the less so they could be contenders. That move made him like a champion to me.
That's fair. That's fair. Not going to
deny
that.
Very underrated move.
That, yeah, but the flip side to it is this. You know where I'm going to go, right? You know where I'm going to go, Cody. He took that money. He could have signed for 5 years, $270 million. He instead took a four-year deal at $156 million. Right? But you know why he did that? He did that so they could go out and get Mikal Bridges.
Uh-huh.
All right? And so you get Bridges, who ultimately got a $150 million extension. He's worth it. But the question is that, you know, look at the asset you gave up for him. You gave up what amounts to essentially six first-round picks.
Yep.
Six. And that's the point. If anybody has to win for the New York Knicks, it's Mikal Bridges. Anybody has to win, it's Mikal Bridges. Because of what you gave up for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. Tony in Queens, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Stephen A., great show.
Thank you, man. Go ahead.
Got a quick question. We want to know when you're coming to the Garden. Is it MIA? You got to show up, brother.
My brother, I work for a living. I have an abundance of obligations. I'm trying to get there next week, but I'm on the road. You see me working every day.
I know. We'd love to see you there. That's all.
I'll be there. If there's a game five, I should be at the Garden next Wednesday night, game five.
Steve, can I say one other thing? I'm a quarterback like you. You're about my age. The best Laker all time, bar none, is Magic. Not even close.
The best Laker?
Yes, Magic.
I'm not interested in the discussion about the Lakers. What I'm more interested about is if Jalen Brunson delivers a championship to New York, he will be the greatest Knick of all time.
Oh, definitely. You think over Clyde?
Some people say Walt Clyde Frazier. I say Jalen Brunson.
All right. See you next week, brother. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bobby in North Carolina, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Stephen A. Love the show. Called in before. Real quick.
Thank you.
Brunson's game last night was hugely impressive to me because he didn't drop his 25-30, but he made his adjustments. And how many assists did he have last night?
14.
Like, that's unbelievable. So that, to me, showed something else that I've not seen from him before. And Harden doesn't play defense. Harden plays to draw an offensive foul. He's a joke. So I completely agree with you on that. My other point, I'm going to throw them at you real quick, is as the coach of San Antonio, how is Wemby ever shooting three-pointers? Can't get your own offensive rebound when you're shooting three-pointers.
Wait a minute now. He can make those.
I know, but come on. Is he better under the...
Listen, you can say what you want. I'm marveling at his skill set. You know, you just let that brother play. He can score in the post over, you know, because his arms will outstretch anybody else's, and he's so damn tall. You understand? But this brother can put the ball on the floor, do spin moves, pull up J's, the whole bit. He's the package, bro. He's the package.
Somebody like that,
you don't tell how to play. You let him play.
All right, that's fair. Hey, so last point. So I'm 63 years old. I was at a lot of those Knicks games in the 94-95 against Jordan. Do you view either one of the teams, call it, you know, Gilchrist or Wemby, in the same mentality as you view Jordan as an obstacle? I don't, but I got to tell you, it's pretty close. So I'm a little nervous about, I'm sure we're moving on, but I'm like, can we get past these guys? Do you view them in the same mentality as Jordan was viewed in 94-95?
Do I view who in the same mentality?
Wemby for San Antonio or Gilchrist for...
Not Gilchrist, but I do view Wemby.
Okay.
Because he's that intimidating. In a different way, but that intimidating. And Jordan definitely had intimidation attached to him. Make no mistake about that. That is the absolute truth.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. Tyrone in North Carolina, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Tyrone?
Stephen A. What's up, Stephen A.?
I'm all right. What's up?
I watch you every morning at 10, man.
Thank you. Go ahead. What's your
point? Okay. Has anybody realized that Darren Fox ain't played yet?
Everybody realizes that. High ankle sprain. They don't know when he'll be back.
Oh, I was hoping he'd be back tonight.
Yeah. Sometimes, some kind of a setback or whatever. They don't know what's going to happen to him.
Game time decision. San Antonio going to win it all.
Well, maybe, maybe not, depending on who's healthy. You got to remember that. You can't take that for granted, bro.
I can't take that for granted. We looking good right now.
I feel you.
I love
trying
you
to rub it
today.
In. We got to see it. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. By the way, San Antonio's Dylan Harper, you know, big time draft pick out of Rutgers. For San Antonio, number 2 pick, doing his thing. He got injured and hurt his hamstring. And according to our very own Shams Charania for ESPN, Dylan Harper will be a game-time decision tonight in Game 3 against Oklahoma City Thunder after MRI showed an abductor injury, not a hamstring injury, sources tell ESPN. Harper is expected to go through his pre-game routine to make a decision on his status. That's it in a nutshell. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. This 888-623-3646. Your calls and more in a minute. Stick around. You're listening live. The Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio.